Hello everybody, I'm George McMillan. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. And this is about Wes Streeting, why a lot of Labour cabinet ministers want him sacked. He's undermining the Labour Party, he's being divisive, he's giving us off-the-record briefings against other Labour cabinet colleagues and indeed against Sir Keir Starmer, sensing Starmer's days are numbered, that he won't be there much longer. If Labour performs catastrophically on the 7th of May local elections, in the Scottish Holyrood elections, in the Welsh Senedd elections, would Starmer at that point fall on his sword? He's lying his arse off, Starmer saying he'll lead Labour into the next Westminster general election, which could be as late as August 2029. Or will he be forced out by mass resignation of the cabinet, as happened to Boris Johnson, or a vote of no confidence or something like that, as was attempted against Corbyn? So who would take over? And Wes Streeting is being talked about. He's on the right of the party, as it were, a Blairite candidate, sort of very anti-Palestinian and things like that. Didn't want to spend more on benefits, despite him saying, oh, I was brought up by a single mother, those nasty Tories wouldn't give us more of other people's money. So, but he doesn't want to help out children from similar families to his own. And he's got no children of his own, but surely he's got the prettiest eyelashes of any member of parliament. But he's made little secret of his prime ministerial ambitions. And of course, the knives are out for him. People are envious. Now he's telegenic. He's health secretary, which is always a bit of a hospital spa pass, pun intended, not making progress fast enough on spreading AI, getting robots to do simple surgeries because the surgeons don't like it, on reducing the waiting list and stuff like that. And he's clashed with the unions, both the doctors' union and the nurses' union. And he stuffed their mouths with gold, in the words of Nye Bevan. So he paid that Dane geld to the no strikes for first year. They're talking about more strikes. They've managed to delay them. What I would say to these medical staff is, okay, we'll cut you a deal that we will increase your salaries, but in return, we're going to cut your pensions. People would rather have better to have money today than, you know, 40 or 50 years away. You might not live that long because we can't afford to pay these massive high pensions. Remember, as life expectancy is increasing. But people say, so he is having a go at other Labour cabinet ministers. People are a bit envious of him and so on, think he's too much of a golden boy. Is he too young? He's only 40. He's never had a real job, as they say. Okay, president of the National Union of Students. We only did that for 2 years, I think. And he was a councillor in Redbridge, as northeast London, near where his constituency is in Ilford North. But I'm not sure what other jobs he's ever done outside Parliament, because, you know, he was elected to Parliament about the age of 30. Yeah, that's it. And even if he became Prime Minister, he's got a wafer-thin majority, winning by only 528 votes, by about 1% of the vote from one of those pro-Palestinian activists, Lian Mohammed. So the other thing is, there might be less salience to the Gaza issue at the time of the next general election. But imagine if he was Labour Prime Minister, then he lost his seat. An unlikely scenario, I know, as people usually like to be represented by a Prime Minister, his or her vote goes up. No sitting Prime Minister ever lost his or her seat. Only two former Prime Ministers ever lost their seat, one being Liz Truss, the other being, who was it? Was it Asquith? Who I'm thinking of way back? No, was it 1906? Was it A.J. Balfour? Have to look that one up. Anyway. So Wes Streeting, so people aren't resentful of him and saying to Starmer, you've got to get rid of him because clearly he's plotting against you. You knife him before he knives you. But we know that Starmer is vacillating. He's overcautious, and excessive caution is actually perilous. So he doesn't take audacious steps as he should. He doesn't assert his authority. There have been so many vault fasts. He's also notorious for taking a very long time to make up his mind because he takes such a considered view to things. Starmer can see so many angles to an issue. That's why he doesn't act quickly. And I don't know, you don't want to act hastily. More haste, less speed. But the thing about all these U-turns, and I know sometimes it's right to change your mind. If it's failing, it's right to admit that. Conservatives should have done this on the Rwanda plan ages ago. But better still, why do you get the policy right in the first instance? So is Streeting going to go? I mean, I sense not that soon, because they're, you know, not even 4 months, more like 3.5 months to the local elections. Don't really want to queer the pitch before then, possibly afterwards. Some people think that he is making sufficient progress in the NHS. Remember Frank Dobson, who was health secretary to begin with under Tony Blair, really hung out to dry. I remember when they had him stand for mayor of London, I thought for being a brave soldier, they'd get another cabinet position. They never, ever did, which became an Iraq rebel. Is a super tanker. The NHS super tanker going in the wrong direction. You press stop, it carries on for a long time before it actually stops. It takes a very, very, very long time to turn it around. So, I mean, I think he is in danger, West Streeting, but not immediately. So will he be there on his job on the 7th of May? I think likely. I give it like an 80% chance. Will he be here there this time next year? I think less likely. One thing is Labour doesn't want to change ministers too often. This is something they throw into the Conservatives with some justice. You know, changing education secretary every 18 months or was it ever, you know, housing secretary every year. So there's something to be said for leaving people on post for a long time if they're performing satisfactorily. You know, Gordon Brown, Chancellor Exchequer for 10 years under Tony Blair, and a fairly successful one, much though I hate him for other reasons. All right, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecarlin7@gmail.com. Goodbye.